Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. Today we're going to talk about idioms, and those are idioms we can use to express happiness and sadness. But first, let me remind you that you can support the podcast by becoming a patron on Patreon. And when you become a patron, you will get a PDF practice worksheet with every single episode we publish every day. So now, without further ado, let's talk about the idioms we can use to express happiness or sadness. Let's start with happiness. Let's start with extreme happiness. When you are extremely happy, you can express that by saying, I'm on cloud nine, or I'm thrilled to bits, or I am, or you can say, I feel on top of the world, or I'm over the moon, or you can say, I'm in seventh heaven, So these are five idioms you can use to express your extreme happiness. And I hope you're always extremely happy and you can use those idioms all the time. But we have other happiness idioms, and unfortunately, we have some sadness idioms that we're going to talk about, because sometimes we are sad, or sometimes we would want to use some idioms to describe sadness. So let's start with other idioms that we can use to express happiness. We can say, get a kick out of something, or get a real kick out of something. For example, we can say, I get a real kick out of going for a run first thing in the morning before anyone else is up. And what does that mean? That means very much enjoy doing something. When you get a real kick out of something, you enjoy doing this thing very much. And this is an informal way, of course, to describe your happiness. Another idiom is do something for kicks. For example, Kate is keen to have a go at bungee jumping, just for kicks. Now, just for kicks here is our idiom, and it means to do something because it is exciting, and it is usually something dangerous. And that's also is informal. And now for another idiom, and that is jump for joy. For example, we say Rhonda jumped for joy when she heard that she'd won first prize. So jump for joy. The meaning of this is to be very happy and excited about something that has happened. And another idiom, to be floating or walking on air. For example, we say, I've been walking on air ever since Chris and I started going out together. And here, walking on air means to be very happy about something good that has happened. And another common idiom we use when we want to describe our happiness is to say something makes your day. For example, it's great to hear from you. It's really made my day. And that means something makes you feel very happy. And now that we've talked about idioms that we can use to describe happiness, let's move on to talk about idioms that we use to describe sadness. And here I will read you an excerpt from an email, and we have idioms in this email that describe sadness. So let's read this excerpt together. Hope all goes well with you. Unfortunately, everyone here is out of sorts. Will is down in the dumps because he doesn't like his teacher this year. I've told him that it's not the end of the world and that he'd better just grin and bear it, but I think he likes being a misery guts. And so he complains about her every night. Pat is also suffering from sour grapes because I got the role in the school play that she wanted. This puts a damper on every meal. So I'm really looking forward to staying with you at the weekend. So here, if we look back at this excerpt, we can see that we have a few idioms that describe something negative, and of course, here we're talking about something sad. We have out of sorts, down in the dumps, it's not the end of the world, just grin and bear it, a misery guts, sour grapes, and puts a damper on. Now let's talk about them one by one. Let's start with out of sorts. In this excerpt, we said, unfortunately, everyone here is out of sorts. What does that mean? That means slightly unhappy, or we can use it also to talk about slightly ill or sick. So that was out of sorts. What about the next one? Down in the dumps. In the excerpt, we said, Will is down in the dumps because he doesn't like his teacher this year. And what does that mean? To be down in the dumps. To be down in the dumps means to be unhappy, simply unhappy, and it's an informal way, of course, to describe being unhappy. And now for the next one, it's not the end of the world. And here in the excerpt, we said, I've told him that it's not the end of the world. What does that mean? That means what has happened won't cause any serious problems. That's what I'm trying to tell him. But we have the next idiom, just grin and bear it. And that's what I continued saying. When I said, I've told him that it's not the end of the world and that he'd better just grin and bear it. What does that mean? That means he should accept the situation, and that means he should accept the situation he doesn't like because he can't change it. So if I say to somebody, just grin and bear it, that means just accept it and move on because there's nothing you can do about it. Just grin and bear it. And now for the next idiom, a misery guts. And here in the excerpt we said, but I think he likes being a misery guts, and so he complains about her every night. What does that mean? When you are a misery guts. A misery guts is someone who complains all the time and is never happy. And that is very informal, so we don't use it in formal situations at all. And now for the next one, sour grapes. In the excerpt we said, Pat is also suffering from sour grapes because I got the role in the school play that she wanted. What does that mean? What does it mean if you're suffering from sour grapes? That means being jealous about something you can't have. Sour grapes. And for the last idiom for this episode, and that is puts a damper on. Now, in the excerpt, after all these things described, and after all the gloomy mood that we talked about, we said this puts a damper on every meal. What does that mean? That means that stops an occasion from being enjoyable. And sometimes dampener is used instead of damper. We can say put a dampener on, but put a damper is just fine. So that will be all for today. I hope you learned some useful idioms you can use to describe happiness and sadness. Remember, you can find the full transcript of this episode in a link I will leave in the description. And you can become a patron of English Plus Podcast on Patreon and get a PDF practice worksheet with its answer key with every single episode we create. So that being said, this is your host, Danny, saying thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast, and I will see you next time.